Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned into home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly today is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I can hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, yes, you and you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus together. I am so grateful and excited that you join me again today and allow us to come into your home on this wonderful, glorious day. We're right in the middle of our November fest, amen, and I have, again, another wonderful guest with me on today, none other than Greg Addison, and I'm going to read his bio and share with you some information about him, and I'm going to bring him on in just a few minutes here. Let me share with you just a few things about Greg. He have a profound testimony of God's blessing him in a mighty and great way. He entered the studio and began recording what he had written over the years, and he is now ministering to a host of lost souls through way of music that he has written. He will share how God moved in his life through the men of God, and his music is sending a message that is touching the lives of many. I tell you, I have been tremendously blessed by his CD that I was able to have an opportunity to meet this young man back in September at an anniversary service there in Spokane, Washington. And I tell you, I have been blessed, tremendously blessed by the CD that he has out. Let me read you to you, Radio Land, his testimony, and then we're going to bring Greg right on, and we're going to talk with him and commune with him. We once recognized Greg Addison. He said, I just recently celebrated 49 years, his birthday back in October, and he said, God is good. He was raised in the Bay Area in the city called Richmond, California. Even though his parents were devoted Christians and active in the church, he chose to contribute to the destruction and mayhem and gang violence that took place back in the 70s and 80s. He had the fast chase and the fancy cars and the pretty girl had him from the word go. He witnessed the death at an early age and soon became immune to the consequences that lifestyle carried. He lost a number of family and friends to street violence, but with little to no effect on him, he was untouchable, and so he felt as such. Praying mother and a merciful God did he survive, but not before being shot 7 times in a drug deal that had gone bad. After a lengthy stay in the hospital, he began to see life in a whole different way, and he wanted out, and he wanted to change, but he didn't know how to. And so back in 1999, he moved from that location to Seattle, Washington, in a last-minute effort to do something different with his life. He soon found that he was not committed to the change, and he had led on to be. By this means, there was a change in the geographical location, but not a change that took place within himself. Further, he go on to say that he became involved in the drugs again, only this time with a brutal vengeance that landed him into the Washington State Correctional Facility there in Spokane, Washington, for over 5.5 years. And a year about into his sentence, he began to seek purpose in his life. Why has God, on numerous occasions, has spared his life? Why was he still here? And all the lives that have been destroyed, God has to have a plan for me beyond the guns and drugs. He said, I'm sure of it. And so he began to write and things what was on his heart and what was in his spirit, and some of which he had no direct understanding. He had not even cracked open his Bible since he was 8 years old. But there it was starting to face and stared him right there in the face. In the scriptures, he began to share his thoughts of the prison outside of the ministry, and he was blessed to have pastor, at that time, Elder Sean Davis of Jesus is the Answer, and Elder Charles Norris, the founder of New Destiny Tabernacle. These great men of God became very good friends. They were three good friends, and he finally found someone he could talk with, stood what was he was going through, and upon this release, he relocated and things under the guidance of the pastor, Norris, and he entered into the music studio and began recording what he had written over the years. He said, "I viewed my prison sentence as God's way of saving me from myself and placing me back into society with a positive meaning, not only to live better, but to also minister and help other lost souls find their way home through music. I have learned that the most ministry are not, but all the same in the glorification of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Everybody have a job to do. Some people are meant to go into society a bit deeper than others to help find and assist the lost man, woman, and child, that some may be deemed unreachable. It is all to God's glory. I have been invited to share my testimony and songs at many different events here in Washington, Spokane, Washington, from the KFC gathering to loved ones' homegoing. I participated in charity events for transitional women's shelters and church anniversary hosting district elders. I love what God has designed for me, and my goal today is to be obedient. Continue to pray for me as I continue on in my progress. My God, my God." Well, I want to welcome to some and introduce to others none other than Greg Edison, all the way from Spokane, Washington, that is doing some great things for the Lord, a songwriter as well as a gospel artist. He has a CD out, and we just want to welcome you on today. Welcome, Brother Greg. God bless you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sister. It's such an honor to be on here for you.
Good, good. I want to say I thoroughly am blessed by your testimony. And I tell you, the CD is just, I'm going to tell you, I play it all the time. I have it in my car, and I'm listening to it all the time. Ever since you blessed me with it there back in September, I tell you, every time I'm in my car, I am listening to it. I'm on fire.
That's beautiful.
Amen. Rain down on me.
Yeah, I'm just so grateful, you know, what God has done with me. I'm just so grateful.
Good, good. Well, tell me, why don't you tell Radio Land about your CD project and how it came about, and just share with us that about that wonderful product that you have.
Well, I mean, as a child, you know, we always sing to our moms. We write songs for our mothers. And, you know, early age, I was in the church, involved in the choir, involved in the, what am I trying to say here? Usher board. And,
okay.
You know, that's where everything really started at, was in church, you know. And then, as I said, you know, you read, I kind of got out in society and started acting like a knucklehead and, you know, put the Bible behind me, put the church behind me, and went forth to do whatever I saw. You know, I've always been singing, always been, you know, writing music and whatnot. And I hooked up with some guys in Vallejo. We were doing this gang rap stuff. And, you know, from that point, I still didn't find my peace in music. And it wasn't until after I, you know, got in prison and got to sorting out my life that I really became like one with the music, if I can say that. Because as I started writing, I started writing about what God done for me. And then I find out that I'm not alone, that God has done this for others as well, you know. And I just feel special, you know, that God has chose me to do these things.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, Brother Greg, what you said. Now, you just said something that was very just so profound, and you said, "I became one with the music." Now, that is deep. That is so deep that you had to come one with the music. Even though you were singing, you couldn't feel it when you was in the other groups and things, but when you came one with that music, it sounded like that just birthed out whatever else God had for you from that point on. It just sounded like once you hit that unity and came in oneness with God, it sounded as though, bam, it just like a marriage, it just took off.
Well, I think that's what God was waiting for me to catch up, you know. I mean, he had already placed it before me. And, you know, we don't choose him, he chooses us, you know.
Right.
So I believe that long ago he had me in mind, but I just wasn't where I was supposed to be to get that.
Yes. Now, you on the CD, I tell you, like I said, I listen to it all the time, absolutely all the time. The one on fire, I'm on fire with the 911. What is your emergency? And it says, I tell you, I got it down here. It says here, some people may not know about the fire deep within. Heat is up, can't control the flame. Please don't fight my fire. Something God is trying to rid of me. I thought that was so, so profound. Share with me about a little bit about that particular piece, that song.
Well, you know, I had gotten out of prison and I got, you know, loose in Spokane, and I still kind of fell toward the wayside a bit. The pastor worked with me. You know, we tried to help myself to get myself out of the rut that I was, you know, digging myself back into. But unfortunately, I landed up in the Spokane County Jail. And while I was there, you know, again, God was speaking to me. And that's where that song was written at, was in the Spokane County Jail. I believe God was trying to get me out of my mess, but the only way to get me out was to cleanse me through fire.
Yes. Now, and one of the things that I thought was such a profound paradox about that song is that you said a couple of things in that song. You said, please don't fight my fire. Something God is trying to rid of me. And many times we look from the church standpoint, from God's standpoint, we think of that fire, being on fire, being hot for the Lord. But I loved how you brought in that song that fire, it, even though it's hot, it's consuming something in me that don't need to be there. So please don't put that out, because God is doing something far greater in me, inside of me, that I can't do myself. But he's killing out some things in me and things, and I don't want you to stop the fire because he's purifying me.
Exactly.
And
Some people tend to want to help others when they're going through a lot, you know. But sometimes you just got to step back and let God do his job. You know what I mean?
Right.
So so if we do if we do our job and let God do his job, then it all comes together like a puzzle.
Yes. And that's what you were saying in that song. I said, wow, that is so profound and things, that he's doing something great inside of me. Now, you also said in that song, it says, I'm going to tell the world what the Lord has done for me. He released the chains around my heart and things that. Now, that was what you were saying in the song. And as I was preparing for the show today, I was thinking, I said, Lord, look at this. He had this wonderful platform and opportunity to do just what he testified about in his song. He's able to now tell the world. He's telling the world right now what God is doing. And that's what you said, Brother Greg, when you wrote that song, you said, I'm going to tell the world. I want to tell the world what the Lord has done for me. And
yes,
that's where we're at right now in that moment, being fulfilled in that song that you penned years ago. Now, the other song, number two, I thought that was so good, too, and things. I tell you, I'm just burning up the CD over here and things and stuff, because it's good. It's hot.
I'm
flattered. It's really good and things. Uh-huh, it's really, really good. It said you started sharing testimonies in regards to various testimonies. And what you said, it said, rain down on me with your life. Life is not luck. It's a blessing from God. And I really appreciate what you were saying, that, you know, light is not luck. It's a blessing from God. Why don't you tell us about, that blessing from the Lord? Yes.
Every day we wake up, you know, a lot of people take it for granted. God didn't have to spare you to be here today. He doesn't have to spare you to be here tomorrow. We don't know God's plan. But a lot of us always say, oh, man, you're lucky. Oh, man, you're lucky. No, you're not lucky. You're blessed. There's no such thing as luck in my book, you know. I mean, you might be right where you're supposed to be, or you could be where you're not supposed to be. But by the blessings of God, do you make it through that, you know. So, I mean, that song was just pretty much, you know, every, you know, with a lot of people, oh, man, you're lucky. You're lucky. No, I'm not lucky. I'm blessed. I got shot seven times. And I'm blessed to still be here. Oh, man, you were lucky, man. No, I was blessed that God touched those doctors to enable them to be able to save me, to have me here today.
Yes, and that's so profound. You know, one of the things that come to my mind, Brother Greg, is the scripture. And the scripture says that the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. But the violent is going to take it by force. And one of the things God gave to me one time, he said that, you know, some people have to go through that way to understand and to be able to fulfill at the end time that scripture and things that the violent is going to take it by force. Those that have come through a walk, in that walk or that journey that seemed as though it was a violent way or a way that it has been maybe even traumatic or have gone through some miraculous thing, they know without a shadow of a doubt. They don't need anybody to pump them or anything, but they know within their heart, and this is what I'm feeling from your CD every time I listen to it, without a shadow of a doubt, you have had an encounter with God, you know God has performed a miracle in your life, and nothing can stop or take that testimony out of your heart because you know what he has done in your life and things.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I tell you, even, and that leads me into track number three and things. Nobody's going to turn me around. You can't stop me from my blessings.
You can't stop me from my blessings,
You can't stop me from my blessing. And that's what that determinate heart, determinate spirit that I see and hear even in the CD and thing is just like a tremendous, tremendous blessing unto me. Even all of them has been a tremendous blessing and things and that determination that is there. Now, when you wrote number three about nobody is going to turn me around, you can't stop me from my blessing. I tell you, it reads in our spirit, man, in our heart. That's right. Nothing going to stop me from this. And, like, and don't put my fire out because whatever God needs to do in me, I want him to do it so I can be all that what God wants me to be in things. And my life is not lucky. I'm a blessing of God's hands upon me.
Exactly.
And then share some more about that CD, some more of the other tracks that is there on the CD itself. Why don't you share something with us?
Well, that song that you said, ain't no use, nobody's going to turn me around. God's been good to me, you know. I mean, we get ourselves into situations and we start depending on God to get us out of them, but we have to, you know, do work ourselves. But then God gets us out of the trouble and we wind up going right back to it. You know what I mean? So by me writing and singing that song, it's as far as me toting pistols, me out here selling drugs, me out here doing those things I was doing. You know, there's no need to call me and ask me, hey, you want to ride? No, because I'm not doing those things anymore.
Good,
and nobody
good,
can turn me around from that except for me. And I refuse to do it. So, therefore, you know.
And that song was profound.
Thank you.
Please.
There was that song, Journey. You said speak of a couple other songs. And Journey, we're all on a journey. Everyone's on a journey. We have our own, you know, mile to walk and our cross to bear. And Journey, it brought in several other individuals as far as in the song about what has been going on in their lives. But Journey is to tell you that you're not alone going through this stuff, okay? There's somebody out there going through the same thing you're going through and somebody who's been through what you're going through. So don't feel like you can't be helped or it just can't be stopped because there's truth can be found, you know, but you have to apply yourself. You know, you have
That's
to start
true.
Being obedient. You have to listen. Now, truth be told, I'm not where I should be. okay? I should be a lot farther on, but because I've allowed myself to drag my feet, I'm not. But I'm so thankful that I'm not where I used to be, and I'm really, really happy with where I'm at, you know? I really believe I'm on the right path today.
I love that. Good, good. And I appreciate you saying that. I really, really believe and I'm happy where I'm at. That's profound, Brother Gray. That's profound in things.
Well, you either like yourself or you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so you
either
like yourself or you don't. You know, and if you don't like yourself, then why? And that's what we need to figure out. Why don't we like ourselves? Why are we not respecting ourselves? You know, because some of the things we're doing, I mean, it's just self-sabotage, you know. But
coming through that,
I'm able to go a little bit deeper into society and talk to one of them other OGs or something, you know, and share something with them. I've watched drug dealers bow down, and I don't take credit for this at all. It's God working through the music. It's his music. He's just got me singing.
Yes.
But I've watched drug dealers and big gangbangers, man, they, I don't want to do this no more. I want to start going to church. But come on, man, I got room in my car if you don't have one, you know.
Yeah. Good.
But
wonderful.
When something like that happens,
how beautiful.
When something like that happens, it kind of takes my breath away because I guess maybe I don't thoroughly understand the how this music has affected everyone. You know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm doing what I'm told to do. But then, just like you said, you play the CD. I'm flattered about that. But understand that God did this, and I'm just I'm towing the line. But then, you know, people in church say that their kids like rap music, but there's not, you know, decent rap that, you know, doesn't have vulgarity or sexual or content or whatever else. But then they listen to a song or two that I have that has a little rap in it, and their child falls in love with the song that they can't never take the CD out of the deck. And when I hear them tell me things like that, I'm kind of like, you know, you guys are just talking so much. But the kids come back and they tell me the same thing that their parents told them. Well, I feel that God has got me where he wants me, but I'm kind of awed by the fact that people are
paying attention. And what God would do is that sound like God would cause us to become awe-stricken in his glory and his hand, what he's doing. Now, there's another song that I listen to. I like number 6. I don't know the name of that one, but I love number 6, but The Ghetto. Now, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy that song, The Ghetto. It's been a blessing. All of the song, it just resonates and things, the music and then the lyrics as well with the music. It just really just go to the core being of, for me when I listen to it, it's just really been a tremendous blessing. And so that's the other one that came to my mind is The Ghetto. That was another one that kind of really, really left resonated. And think, do you remember anything about that particular song?
Oh, I definitely remember about that. I mean, we out here on the streets now, okay? And we're doing this and we're doing that. And we think it's our power that's keeping us alive every day. It's our finesse that's got us doing what we're doing. But God might not like what you're doing, but he still cares about the individual. He just hates the sin.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean that he's taking his hands off of us. You know what I'm saying? While we're out here acting up, you know, but we as people have a bad way of saying, I did that. I did that. You know, and you did. God did that. You know, you need to recognize where the true blessing came from.
That's true.
You know,
with that song,
The Ghetto, I mean, it's pretty much, you know, we're out here doing this stuff and, you know, I'm surviving. I'm making this money. I'm buying this apartment. I got this house. I got this. I got that. No. You know what I mean? God is trying to show you something, but you're going to lose what you got when you got it ill-gained. Okay? And it's just a matter of time, really. You know? But when you got God in your life and he's forefront and the foundation, whatever he gives you, nobody can take that away.
That's true. And I think that that's why that song just resonates so much, because when we're giving God that glory that he did it and the whole thing and that he's doing it and things, it's just profound. So we're getting ready. I know the time seemed like it just went by. It just zoomed by too quick here. But if you want to talk to anyone and to share with someone where they're at, could you take the next couple of minutes here and just maybe somebody that want to write some song, that maybe somebody's out there that's in between and see whatever God put in your heart to share. Why don't we take the next maybe about 3-4 minutes and just to share what the Lord laid in your heart to share with the world. Like you said, I'm going to tell the Lord, the world. But maybe something that the Lord put in your heart for this session, because we shared your testimony, now I want you to share with what God has put in your heart to share with whoever is listening.
Well, to those of you who are listening to this, don't ever think that you're not good enough. Don't ever let anybody tell you that you're not good enough, because we are God's creation. We're better than that, you know. We might not be living the way we need to be living, but we need to change that. We need to look at the future. We need to look at tomorrow instead of living for today, you know. I mean, we are born to live, but we are also born to die. One day we will. And what side of the fence do you want to be on, you know? I mean, personally, I don't want to go to hell, okay? And I do believe that there is a heaven and a hell. I don't want to be held accountable to, you know, be cast down. I want God to look at me and say, you know what, it was a rough journey, but job well done, my son, you know? And just, man, people, don't give up. Don't give up. Hold on. You might mess up once, twice, three, four, five, six times. But get up every time. Just get up and learn from the last time you failed. Don't fall, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's going to happen. It takes a really clumsy person to trip over something flat. But, you know, it happens. We all make mistakes, you know. But the problem, the solution is not to dwell in that mistake. You recognize the mistake? Okay. Now, what's the solution? What can you do to fix that? That goes to your husbands, your wives, your kids, whatever the case may be, you know, within your own lives. Just every day try to do something better than you did the day before.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, Brother Greg. Again, I appreciate you being on the show with me. This has been so good. The time just zoomed by. Actually, it's just gone by so quickly, because it's just really just a profound time of talking about what God has done and is doing in and through your life. Again, I'm going to ask if you would just share the information about your CD, where people maybe can get a CD from you, and a contact number. If you just share that with the Radio Land and things about that, and offer a prayer for those that may be listening, if you could do that for me.
Okay. You know, I was really hoping you might have had the chance to play that song, but I understand that we probably don't have the time. But
no,
if anyone would like to get in, okay, no, that's fine. But if anyone would like to get in contact with me about this music, you can email me at gilesedison@yahoo.com. If you're local and you would like to talk, and you could possibly give me a call at 509-413-3501.
Okay, and then if you don't mind, just praying for those in Radio Land, if you don't mind. And we're going to close on today. Okay, thank you.
Father God, I want to thank you for this time we had together on this radio show. I really appreciate what you've done in my life. I love what you're doing for me. I love what you're doing for my family, Father God. My wish is for you to just touch those that are listening to this, Father God, and just touch those and let them know that they have a way out, that there's a way that they can find a way to get themselves back to where they need to be. In your precious name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Greg. Again, you have it here, Brother Greg Edison, amen, the gospel writer and gospel artist, doing a great thing for the Lord. Get his CD. It's a tremendous blessing. It's been a blessing to me. Thoroughly enjoying the entire project. It's been a blessing. This man of God, he said, when I became one with the music, then that's where that spiritual explosion just took place, of God just doing some great thing. And the other thing that he said that was a tremendous blessing was that I'm happy where I'm at. May not be where I want to be. Thank God where I'm not. I'm not where I used to be, but I'm happy with where I'm at. That's profound, because
Amen.
The scripture said, with godly contentment, there is what? Great gain. And so this man seems is abounding in that place of contentment, and he's gaining great because of what God is doing. And even in the testimony that he said in his first song, he said, on fire, amen, he said, I'm going to tell the world what the Lord has done for me. And we thank God
for
this
day. And you made
that possible. Thanks be unto God. All praise, glory, and honor goes unto the Lord our God, that God provided this platform for you to be able to let that testimony come to pass. And whenever you written that song, you didn't know you was prophesying into your own future. And we thank God for it. So be thou blessed, man of God. We thank you for being on the show with us on today. And we pray that God has blessed you, all of my listeners on today and those that will listen to it, that you've been blessed. I would encourage you to get the CD, contact the man of God, amen. I'll put it on my website, amen, and that you can hear, or on my Facebook page, amen. He's giving the phone number as well as his email address where you can contact him and get you a CD.
And I'm sorry.
Your children like rap music and things. Please. Mm-hmm.
And really quickly, if you guys would like to contact me on Facebook, I'm under Greg Edison. And we can chat that way, and I can probably send you a couple of songs through the email as well.
Okay, and won't you go ahead and give them your email address again, too, Brother Greg?
My email address is Giles Edison, that's GilesEdison at yahoo.com. My phone number is 509-413-3501.
Amen. Well, you have it yourself, so now you can go ahead and contact the man of God and get that information. And so we can, as we're getting ready to close on this session today, I want you to know, as I always would say, if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one question away from your blessing. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you, according to Matthew 7:7. I come to tell you that there will be a no-sorrow blessing coming to your house today. Is my prayer that God will tremendously, tremendously bless you. I tell you, I have been so blessed today for this show on today, and having the opportunity to meet this young man and what God is doing in and through his life. Get his CD, purchase his CD, be a blessing to him, because this is his testimony, and it is profound. I listen to it every time I get into my car. It has been a blessing unto me. You will be greatly blessed by it. And so until we meet again, I pray God will continue to bless you and that you will abound in the things of the Lord. I love what Brother Greg said. He said a couple of things. When I became one with the music, amen, one with his calling, one with his purpose, and he's saying that's when things begin to happen. The other thing the man of God said that shared with us on today, I'm happy where I'm at right now. And that's the scripture saying, godly contentment is great gain. Be happy where you're at right now. God knows where he's propelling you to and the journey that it takes you to get where you're going. But be content with what God has already done in your life, and watch God continue to provide that blessing and become one with him, and you'll see a spiritual explosion that will hit your heart, mind, and soul. And so until we meet again, call someone, tell someone about HOME, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. I know you will be greatly, greatly blessed. And those that would like to listen to it again, it will be on my Facebook page. Go to our website page. Amen. Helen R. Dr. Helen R. .com or ShekinahGloryTabernacle.com. Amen. For more information, you can hit me up on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment. Let us know how this has blessed you on today. And so again, may the blessings of the Lord make you rich and add no sorrow. There's a no sorrow blessing coming to your house. Yes, you and your household on today. So God bless you until we meet again. Bye-bye.